never come clean. It's the LAPD food.
Corruption scandal also is focusing on the beating of a handcuffed suspect held inside the rampant station. Brian Hewitt, 34, the officer who allegedly beat the young man, also was involved in one of the station's controversial shootings, which left one man dead and two wounded. Hewitt fired 7 of the 10 rounds discharged during that incident. According to LAPD documents, the suspect was beaten by Hewitt, and court documents filed by his attorney say he was so severely abused that he vomited blood. The DA's office has declined to prosecute Hewitt, of course, even though the LAPD fired him in June for excessive use of force and other charges. A district attorney spokeswoman said, "The bottom line is the injuries were not consistent with what the victim said happened." Federal authorities, however, are still interested in the case. Anything that indicates potential civil rights violations will fall within our purview, said Tom Mrazek, spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. On Friday, it became clear that disclosures to the LAPD were going to put city coffers at risk. Attorneys for the daughter of Xavier Francisco Ovando, the 22-year-old man who was crippled and then allegedly framed by rogue rampant officers, Rampart officers, that's the Rampart Station in L.A., said they will sue the LAPD on his daughter's behalf. "I think it's a large money case," said Attorney Gregory W. Smith. Ovando's young daughter, Smith said, has been denied a relationship for 2.5 years during an important developmental stage of her life. "The whole father-daughter relationship is going to be affected for the rest of their lives because he's in a wheelchair. He'll never be able to pick her up. He'll never be able to carry her to her bed at night." Ovando was released from state prison Thursday, 3 years after he allegedly was framed for assaulting police during an October 12, 1996 shooting. Ex-LAPD officer Rafael A. Perez, a convicted drug thief cooperating with authorities in exchange for a lighter prison sentence, said he and his partner shot the unarmed Ovando and then planted a gun on him to make it look as if he had attacked them. Ovando's little girl, who was born while he was in prison serving a 23-year sentence for that shooting, has never met her father. One of the girl's attorneys is also representing the man who was allegedly beaten by Hewitt on February 26, 1998, at the Rampart Station. According to a sworn statement, Ismael Jimenez, 22, said he was standing on a sidewalk outside a tattoo shop that day when Hewitt approached him, gun in hand. Jimenez said Hewitt told him to face the wall and handcuffed him for no reason. The officer accused him of driving a stolen car and took him to the Rampart Station, where he was held in an interview room. A few minutes later, Jimenez said another officer came in and clipped off the temporary plastic handcuffs Hewitt had fastened around his wrists. Jimenez said the officer replaced the plastic cuffs with metal cuffs, pinning his arms behind his back. Then the officer left. Moments later, Hewitt walked in. "You must know who I am," Jimenez quoted Hewitt as saying. "I could book you for anything. I'll put anything on you." Jimenez said Hewitt grabbed him by the neck, shoved him against the wall, causing him to bang his head. He said the officer began to strike his chest and stomach with his fists. "I felt dizzy, nauseous, and on the verge of blacking out," Jimenez said in his statement. Then he began vomiting blood, according to his own sworn statement. Minutes later, he said an officer in plain clothes came in, removed his handcuffs, asked him if he wanted some water or needed an ambulance. When Jimenez declined, the officer told him he could go. Jimenez said he vomited twice more on the sidewalk outside the police station before he made his way back to the tattoo shop, where he was taken into custody. There, he asked a friend to give him a ride to the hospital. When he told an emergency room physician how he was hurt, Jimenez said the doctor at the hospital reported to the LAPD. He said an LAPD sergeant arrived at the hospital and took a tape-recorded statement. The sergeant took him back to the Rampart Station interview room, where he said he had been beaten. Jimenez said that while he was there, two plainclothes officers threatened him and told him to keep quiet. "They told me to watch what I said, because if I said something, it would come back to me." I've got more on this, but unfortunately, my time is up. Homeless Issues Task Force meets tomorrow at 5:30, ABC Room of the Municipal Auditorium. Invite you to come. Next edition of Bathroom Spears Broadsides is Thursday at 6 o'clock in the evening. And, of course, tonight is the beginning of Mumia Abu Jamal Awareness Week, 8 p.m. Sunday, Loudoun Nelson Center. Don't forget the trial of Steve Argue Tuesday, starts again, 9:15 in Department 6. Thanks for being with me. Tune in again.
We invoke the Queen of Queens, Areda, Areda.
Come to us in all our dreams. Blessed goddess from afar, grant us peace and grant us love. Lead thy children here below. Let us all thy secrets know. Perfect love and perfect trust. Let us turn our infant down. Let them know to sing in love. The wheel of life all around. Up with effort on and on. Till our souls are free and round.